Welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast, where we pursue not just knowledge, but a deeper joy in God through His Word. Today, we are in Proverbs 14, and this chapter invites us to examine not just what we think, but what we treasure. Because at the root of wisdom is not simply right thinking, but right affection. We do not just go wrong because we lack information. We go wrong because our hearts are drawn to what is not God. Proverbs reminds us that there is a way that seems right, but apart from God, what seems right often leads us away from life and light toward a road of destruction. True wisdom is seeing life the way God sees it and finding our satisfaction in Him above all else. Today, we are just not talking about making better decisions. We are talking about becoming people who delight in God's wisdom, trust His ways, and find our joy in walking with Him. So get your coffee, your tea, your coconut water, or whatever your favorite drink, and join Pamela, Vanessa, and I as we explore Proverbs chapter 14. Welcome, Pam and Vanessa.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Good to be here, too.
Ladies, we are talking about wisdom. Mm-hmm. And the dictionary describes wisdom as the ability to use your knowledge and life experience to make sound, sensible judgments and good decisions. And this is versus foolishness, the state of acting without wisdom, good judgment, or sense. So let's get into it. What does it mean that a wise person builds while a foolish person tears down?
I want to read the scripture. It's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. The wise, it says woman, but I'm going to put person here because we all need wisdom. The wise person builds their house, but with their own hands, the foolish one tears theirs down. I remember my dad used to tell us when we were growing up, you know, he used to say, your attitude will determine your altitude. And of course, as kids, we didn't really understand what he was talking about. And you grew older, and you get to see the attitude that you display in life will determine how far you go in life. And if we look at it, if we think about it, our daily attitude shapes the environment that we are in. Wisdom is gentleness, kindness, patience, stability, encouragement. Whereas on the other hand, foolishness is carelessness, tension, strife, always someone who wants to cause confusion. And so I think it's so important for us as believers and to teach children that the type of attitude they display is so important to where they end up in life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Wisdom it's referred to as her in the Bible. It says wisdom build her house and foolish tears it down with her own hands. And the Bible tells us that the attitude of a woman in a home can determine the outcome of that household. If she's a Proverbs 31 woman, she will look well to the ways of her household. She will build up her husband. She will build up her children. She will build up everyone in her household. And in the Bible, we find out that the woman named Abigail, she did just that. Mm-hmm. She looked out for the well-being of her household. Although the Bible says her husband was crude and mean, mm-hmm. Churlish in all his ways, he did not want to give to David. But she recognized, look, my household is in danger. David is going to come and try to wipe this entire household out because we were insulting to him. Mm-hmm. And she did what she had to do. She went before David and she said, listen, don't worry about my husband.
A foolish man.
He's a foolish man. She said, his name means that, you know. Yeah. She intervened and she told David, she said, take it upon me. Mm-hmm. Put the blame on me that he didn't give you what you asked him for. Right. And she intervened. She didn't row. She didn't put up a fuss. She intervened and she said, my Lord.
Right.
She respected him. She honored him. Mm-hmm. And by doing so, she was able to save her household from being destroyed.
Now that's a wise
woman. A wise woman.
Yes, yes. And Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1 speaks of influence mm-hmm. and stewardship mm-hmm. and the spiritual atmosphere within the home. A wise person intentionally strengthens their home.
Right.
And that's done through wisdom, through love, discipline, prayer, and of course, our godly character. So wisdom is seen in what our lives produce. What are we? Our fruitfulness. And so are we creating environments where peace, truth, encouragement, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and spiritual growth can flourish in our homes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have to consider that as women. Mm-hmm. And our attitudes, our reactions, let's talk about reactions, those emotional responses, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and the choices that we make.
Yeah. And there's a saying that says, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If mommy in the house is the whole house, she sets the temperature. Mm-hmm. If she's angry, if she's in a rage, mm-hmm. then everybody's upset. Yeah. And so we have to be careful as ladies mm-hmm. how we act in our homes because we set mm-hmm. the temperature.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's intentional. Mm-hmm. Building up is intentional. You know, Bible said no one goes and build a tower without first sitting down and counting the cost. It's intentional to build up. It's intentional to pursue peace.
Yes.
Because there's so many things that can cause you to get upset. Sometimes little, sometimes great. But you have to be intentional and say, you know what? No, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I am going to go the way of wisdom and I'm going to pursue peace in this moment. Meaning you don't have to answer back all mm-hmm. the time and you don't have to take offense. Sometimes things are said when people are upset. Mm-hmm. You don't need to respond. Sometimes just as a believer, just pause. And then, you know what I realized? We are influencing whether we believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I don't live my life saying, well, I want to be an influence. I just live it. I try my best to live it according to the principles of God. But guess what? In our homes, on the job, when we go out in the community, we are influencing. People mm-hmm. are watching us. My niece sent me a card. Well, a WhatsApp card on Mother's Day with her own words. And I thought this was so precious, but also interesting because I don't think of myself going through life thinking I'm influencing people. I just live. And part of it, she said, you are truly an inspiration to me. And I'm always striving to make you proud. Mm-hmm. You may not think I'm listening, but I am.
Wow, that's so sweet.
I just fathered that because, you know, I believe it's women and men. Wherever you are, there are peoples in your homes. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that are looking up to you. And particularly when you say that you are a child of the Most High, mm-hmm. they expect a standard. And so we should not be living below that standard, living like somebody who does not profess Christianity.
Yes.
People are watching us and we are influencing, whether for good or bad, whether we think it or not.
Yeah, I like Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, mm-hmm. I can't speak for yours, but we're going to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 127:1 says, except the Lord build the house,
they
labor in vain that mm-hmm. build it. Mm-hmm. So the foundation of the building mm-hmm. is the Lord.
Yes.
He is the cornerstone yes. of our homes. And when we center him, and when we honor him, and when we make him the supreme being in our home, we're building mm-hmm. because we're on the right side, right? And so the first thing to build a home with wisdom is to know the Lord Jesus yeah. Christ as your Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah.
That is the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many degrees you have, what type of training you have or skills. If the you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Except the Lord builds it,
mm-hmm.
you're laboring in vain. Mm-hmm. So that is the primary focus, having him at the center of our lives. Sisters, let's talk about this. Why is it difficult to recognize when we are on the wrong path?
The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
And if something feels easy or familiar,
mm-hmm.
we might assume it's right,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not aligned with God's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Our sinful nature gravitates towards comfort and ease
mm-hmm.
of doing things that please our flesh. You know, comfort pleases our flesh. And the Bible says, to be carnally minded is death,
mm-hmm.
but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And when we are in the flesh, we cannot please God.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story in Judges chapter 19 that talks about comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort can be misleading.
Yes.
And the story goes, there was a Levite who took a concubine
mm-hmm.
and the concubine left him. She got angry and she left him and she went back home to her father. And after 4 months, the Levite went to get her and he spoke kind to her and friendly to her and tried to get her to come back home. And so he spent 3 days there with her father and her, and he was like, okay, it's time to go back home. So he rose up early to leave, and his father-in-law said, no, tarry here one more. Comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread. Comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread. And so he sat down and he ate and he drank.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, it's time to go. And he said, no, mm-hmm. tarry one more night. Be content.
Mm-hmm.
Let thy heart be merry. And one more night turned into two more nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, comfort thine heart again.
Wow.
And what happened? He ended up staying longer than he should have.
Mm-hmm.
When he finally decided to leave, it was late in the afternoon. They got to one city and recognized that they were outdoors with nowhere to lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And some sons of Belial came to someone finally took them in. But when he took them in, sons of Belial came out, said, we want that man who came into your house tonight. And he said, no, sons, don't do this foolish thing. End of story is they end up raping the woman.
Yes.
And she lost her life.
Yes.
And eventually a whole city was in war
mm-hmm.
because of what happened.
Yes.
Just because he comforted himself
and tarried
when he should have gotten up and left
mm-hmm.
in enough time to get home safely. And so sometimes we stay in comfort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads to death.
That's right. Yes. And even though we realize that thing that seems comfortable is not aligned with God's principles, we still justify it,
yeah.
convince ourselves that it's okay. I only can have one drink.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to go to one lunch together. Mm-hmm. No big deal. You know, it's okay. We can do it. And the interesting thing about this scripture that I pondered on, there is a way that seems right or appear. Mm-hmm. So in your viewpoint, this is right. This seems right. And I think the reason why this way that seems right is in the end destructive is because we lose Christ as our perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you are not, well, when we are not spending time with God in His Word, learning about the character of God through His Word, then yeah, there are going to be some things out there that we think is right, but it's not. Because we don't know because we are not spending time with God.
That is why the Word of God should be central mm-hmm. and remain our authority. Mm-hmm. Because we have a natural drift mm-hmm. towards what is wrong. And if we're not anchored in God's truth, you know, Jeremiah 17 says, the heart is deceitful mm-hmm. above all things.
I'm desperately wicked.
Desperately wicked. Who? I see some things in my own self and I'm like, Lord, unworthy. Unworthy.
Well, it's a good thing that you notice it. That's a good thing.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That we can be reconciled to Him and transformed because nothing in this flesh is good. Mm. There's none that seek God. There's none. Listen, I don't care how you go in the church. Your positioning, your status. Mm-hmm. The Word of God says there's no one righteous, no, not one.
Not one.
Mm-hmm. And we are only righteous because mm-hmm. of what Christ has done on the cross, His shed blood. Mm-hmm. And that is our saving grace. Yeah. We may as well just be real with that. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, He has sealed us with His Holy Spirit who knows His mind, mm-hmm. who is pure and right, who can help us. Mm-hmm. He comes alongside us and He gives us everything we need for life and godliness. Mm-hmm. And we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us. So
and every day denying ourselves.
Denying self.
Seeking Him. Asking yes. for His wisdom. Asking for His direction. And even in the simplest things, sometimes you want to go somewhere. Go, which way should I go? Which guide me, Lord. Direct right. me. Don't think of anything being too small to seek
right.
His direction for.
Yeah, one of the most sobering truths in Proverbs is that wrong paths ready look wrong in yeah. the beginning.
Right.
They look nice mm-hmm. and they appear reasonable, mm-hmm. comfortable, and in some situations, beneficial. And that's a scary thing, right. especially for young people, mm-hmm. because they don't know the risk. They can't see beyond what's right in the front of them. Mm-hmm. And you try your best to direct them, but they think they know everything.
Right.
And so here is the struggle of trying to persuade them to see things God's way. And convince them that if they continue on this particular path, this would be the result. And how you know, you point them to the Word of God.
Yes.
You point them to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Sis, go ahead, Pam.
I remember a family friend. You know, we talk about the path that seemed right. For adults too, it's a family friend that was considering a particular job. And I told them to think about it. I said, I didn't think that was aligned with their experience and their qualifications. But, you know, they didn't see it my way. And I wasn't trying to convince them. I was just trying to encourage them to think about it uh-huh. before they go and make that move. Because I saw where... from my perspective, but then I don't ever try to force anybody to do anything that I think because it could be something, you know, you're dealing with God and God could be direct you in a path that's outside of what I know for your life. I'm just trying to give good counsel. But in the end, they took it and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. It didn't. It was a complete and total failure. So young people, but adults as well, when you're making decisions, if you're making it hastily, and like I said, without God's perspective in the heart of it, we sometimes go down a path where we make decisions that seem right, but the end is destruction.
Yes, yes. Sisters, how does patience influence wise decision-making?
Let me read the scripture, because I think this is important. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. They say patience is a virtue. I know with me, I like to feel like I'm in control of a situation. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better. I'm getting
slowly but surely.
I like to feel like I understand where the situation is going. Even if there's a delay, I like to feel like I have a handle on it. And when something happens that doesn't work out the way that I think it should, mm-hmm. I get overwhelmed. I get anxious and I tend to, get frantic. I'm getting better at it. I remember a couple of weeks I was talking to a service provider and I tried to explain the situation and they just wasn't hearing me. And in the midst of the conversation, I said, you know what? I'm becoming overwhelmed. So I'm going to end this conversation. I want to step back because I don't want to say something that I may
regret.
So I was mature enough to say that because I started to feel very frustrated and overwhelmed. I think patience is so important because it creates a space for us to think clearly, not to jump into the situation irrationally, but to pause and think. There's a scripture, I don't know where it is, but it says we ought to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Yeah, and so I think patience is so important to help us to not make rash decisions that will cause problems down the road.
Yeah, patience is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is something that doesn't come to us naturally. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we are not patient people. The flesh is always quick. But it takes the Spirit of God and sometimes years of wisdom to develop the type of patience that we need. Simple as driving. I tell my children now that they're driving, I said, don't be so hasty because on the road, young people just want go.
Yes,
and I'm like, slow, deliberate action wins over quick-tempered decisions made in haste. Mm-hmm. Young people have to learn that, but some are for adults too.
Yeah. A lot of adults.
Yeah. So many battles could be avoided and many relationships preserved and many regrets prevented if we learn to slow down and respond with wisdom instead of emotion.
Yeah.
And so counting that 90 seconds before you respond or your deep breathing, because some words, they invoke some serious emotions. And so maturity says, I'm not going to respond to that, even though I feel that it in my heart as a pain point, but I am going to respond in love. And I'm going to be Christ to this person in the middle of this contention. And so that is very important for us to consider.
Because I think sometimes we believe that if we don't respond right away, that is a weakness. Someone may have said something that offended you, and we are looked to be weak if we pause, think about it before we respond. But it's strength. It is inner strength and self-control. When we could pause, we could pause and think about our response and then make it. It's so important.
Yeah, patient heart rests in the confidence that God's timing is wiser than ours. We don't have to force anything. We don't have to turn the table, allow God to work on our behalf. And for our final question, ladies, what does kindness to others reveal about wisdom?
Kindness shows that God's heart. It reflects God's heart. You know, caring for others, especially those in need, shows alignment with God's character, and God is a God of love.
Yes.
The Bible says in 1 John 3:17, but whoso had this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So compassion shows that we're loving as God loves in truth. When you give, when you reach out to those who are in need, you are reflecting God's heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Proverbs 14 and 31, whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker. But whoever is kind to the needy honors God. A lot of what we were talking about in this episode, patience, kindness, these are learned behavior. Mm-hmm. They don't come natural. And it's so important, I think, as parents to teach children a lot of these skills so that when they grow older into adults, we would have more mature adults. Yeah. It's a learned behavior to be kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I call my nephew every morning before he leaves for school and I'd have a little conversation and tell him, you know, be kind, be gentle, don't be upset.
Mm-hmm.
If you get upset, I tell him, count from 1 to 10 before he answers, mm-hmm. just so he doesn't say something that he should not say. And when we are kind, it shifts the focus from ourselves into service.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there just want to see that act of kindness displayed to them. And guess what? You know, there's a saying, you catch flies quicker with honey than vinegar. So there are people out there who are in need of the Savior that we talk about.
Right.
You're not going to track them by being mean. You're not going to track them by bringing them down. But try a little kindness and you'll be surprised at how they look at you as you reflect the character of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. True wisdom begins when we stop trusting ourselves, ladies, as the final authority and submit ourselves to the truth of God's word. Left to ourselves, we drift toward foolishness. But by God's grace, He renews our minds, shapes our desires, and teaches us to walk in His ways. Pam, you want to close this episode out for us in prayer, please?
Yes, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father, thank you for the wisdom found in your word. God, help us to become people who love correction, who pursue growth, and Father, who build our lives on truth and righteousness. Father, shape our character so that our words bring healing, our actions reflect diligence, and Father, our lives reflect the wisdom that comes from walking with you. In Jesus' most holy and precious name, amen.
Amen, amen.